We're at the Iowa State University Integrated Crop Management Conference here in Ames today. And we're going to talk with Chad Hart, Extension Ag Economist. Chad, you're going to be on the program talking about some of the things going on in the ag economy right now. And let's talk about some of those. I mean, what's kind of top of your list here?
Well, the biggest thing dominating the storyline right now are the tariffs. And, you know, the possibility we could see, you know, some agreement reached, or do we see this continuing on? You know, and I think that trade uncertainty right now is looming, if you will, large over all of the agricultural markets, because it's something that's impacting all of the markets individually. Plus, when we're looking at the general ag economy, it's just a, if you will, a drag shoot right now on any sort of recovery for us in the ag economy.
So if we were to get some good news out of the meeting this weekend between the two presidents, would it be a big shot in the arm to these markets?
It would help. It definitely help. I mean, because right now I think it's the uncertainty is the biggest thing we're dealing with here. Tell us whether these tariffs are going to be here long-term or not. But the idea is anything that sort of, if you will, causes them to be look like on again, off again, just gives us where we can't plan for what does this business need to look like as we look out over the next year to 18 months.
You know, President Trump kind of keeps us guessing. Seems like every day he has kind of a different message, one day positive, one day negative, and kind of like a yo-yo.
Yeah, well, and that's the deal. I think for in policy and in politics, that uncertainty is helpful to him, but here, for at least us in agriculture, that uncertainty is detrimental. And that's the problem here. We need some certainty, not, you know, going back and forth. And so there's a, if you will, a disconnect between politically what is needed versus economically what is needed.
With this big soybean crop and everything backed up right now, this is going to have some long-term consequences, isn't it?
It will definitely have some long-term consequences here. We are reshaping global markets right now, and they won't look like they did before this started. You know, when I'm looking at the Chinese market, for example, we will never be as large in that market as we once were. But the idea is that while we're shrinking in that market, we'll be gaining in others. And so there'll be a rebalancing, if you will, of trade flows throughout the world.
And probably fewer soybean acres in 2019?
Yeah, that's the general outlook as we're looking here. In fact, USDA released their long-term outlook of what last week or a couple of weeks ago, and they basically said expect at least 6 million acres to come out of soybean production. And so, you know, when I was just up in North Dakota yesterday, and you could tell farmers are looking at what are their alternatives, where can I move some land, especially if I need to move away from soybeans, what other crops could I investigate?
And the corn situation is certainly a lot better than the bean situation.
It is. You know, in this case, you know, the tariffs haven't really had as major an impact on the corn side. We are seeing very strong demand sort of across the board. If anything, I think the concern is here is that as soybeans has sort of, if you will, you know, drugged down and we're rearranging those trade flows, we're possibly seeing some substitution in the feed ration market where, if you will, a little soybean meal may be displacing a little corn and slowing down that global demand for corn.
Ethanol, you know, has been steady, but we've seen some of the processors kind of back off a little bit. Their margins aren't real good.
Yeah, the margins are tough right now, and that's because mainly, you know, when you watch where crude oil has gone now, it's been retreating here, and so that's making it hard on the output side. Also, when I'm looking at the distillers grains market, we were having that same sort of feed, you know, ration competition here. And so you're looking at two reasons why that margin's been under stress lately.
So overall, the ag economy, I mean, your outlook for 2019, and there's a lot of question marks there.
There's a lot of question marks there, but I think as we're looking at right now, 19 is going to be like 18, 17, 16, 15, and 14, where it's going to be a tight year. Corn has, if you will, a little more upside as we're looking right now as compared to soybeans. But we're likely going to see more acreage shift towards corn because of that. And so that's going to, if you will, keep us in a string of the years that we've recently had where we're looking at lower incomes than we'd like to see. But I think some opportunities for marketing, especially as we get out into the late spring, early summer, like we've had the past few years.